This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. More than 535,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, approximately 130,000 of them in the United States. The number of global infections is headed for 11.5 million. In the U.S., cases approach 3 million, the highest tally in the world, and double the infections reported in the second most affected country, Brazil. Case numbers are rising in 39 U.S. states, according to a Reuters analysis. 16 states have posted new record daily case counts this month, including Florida, which confirmed a record high 11,000 in a single day. That's more than any European country reported in a single day at the height of the crisis there. As health experts caution the public not to gather in crowds to celebrate Independence Day over the weekend, U.S. President Donald Trump asserted without evidence that 99% of U.S. coronavirus cases were totally harmless. Australian officials say they will effectively seal off the state of Victoria from the rest of the country after it announces a record 127 new cases as the virus spreads through Australia's second city, Melbourne. Meanwhile, in the Balkans, Kosovo's government reimposes nightly curfews in the capital and three other towns in a bid to curb an increase of coronavirus infections. The number of cases in Qatar exceeded 100,000 Monday. With a population of about 2.7 million people, the energy-rich Gulf state has one of the world's highest per capita number of confirmed cases. India's infection numbers keep rising. Officials say it is not expected to peak for several more weeks, and experts predict they will pass the 1 million figure this month. India is the third worst affected country globally. For more on these or any of the day's top stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations said Monday systemic and brutal attacks by Islamist militants in the Congo over the last 18 months may amount to war crimes. A report by the UN Joint Human Rights Office shows the Allied Democratic Forces, ADF, have killed more than 1,000 civilians since the start of 2019. The ADF is a Ugandan armed group operating in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to free electors from state laws that use penalties to force them to support the candidate who prevails in the state's popular vote. This is part of the complex electoral college system that decides the U.S. president. The justices unanimously declined to endorse the discretionary power of electors just months before the November 3rd presidential election. The justices ruled in favor of Washington State and Colorado, which had imposed penalties on several so-called faithless electors who defied pledges in 2016 to vote for the winner of their state's popular vote. China urged France Monday to guarantee a, quote, fair and just environment for its companies after Paris decided to restrict licenses for telecom operators using 5G technology from Huawei. The United States and Australia have banned the company from their 5G networks, with the U.S. raising concerns the company's technology could be used by China to spy on other countries. The Financial Times reported Monday Britain could decide this month to phase out the company's equipment from its system. Monday, Europe's trade commissioner said the European Union will take decisive action against the United States if it is unwilling to settle a long-running dispute over aircraft subsidies and presses ahead with a series of new trade investigations. The trade disagreement dating back to 2004 over subsidies for Europe's Airbus and U.S. playmaker Boeing is drawing to a conclusion at the World Trade Organization. The central Chinese city of Wuhan, at the center of the new coronavirus pandemic, raised its flood alert level Monday as torrential rain and thunderstorms battered parts of the country, including the Yangtze River on which it sits. Wuhan upgraded its emergency flood response to level 2 from level 3, the second highest on its four-tier scale, after days of heavy downpours submerged many of its roads. The world's most visited museum, the Louvre in Paris, reopens after nearly 4 months of coronavirus closure. And the British government says it will spend nearly $2 billion to help theaters, art galleries, and other cultural institutions survive the coronavirus crisis. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.